Are you seeking guidance in life? Need a comforting voice to guide you through the ups and downs? Look no further. Introducing Petals of Support, the heartfelt podcast where life advice blossoms, hosted by the incredible Mama D.
Hello, dear listeners. Mama D here, ready to share my wisdom and offer a listening ear. Life can be tough, but remember, you're never alone. On Petals of Support, I'll be your virtual mom, providing guidance and support when you need it most.
Mama D's wisdom has been cultivated through years of experience and love. Her soothing words will melt away your worries and empower you to conquer life's challenges. From navigating relationships to finding your true purpose, Mama D is here to help.
Join me each week as we explore topics close to your heart. From self-care and personal growth to parenting and finding inner peace, we'll embrace every aspect of life's journey together. Let my voice wrap around you like a warm hug, reminding you that you are capable, loved, and cherished.
Tune in to Petals of Support and let Mama D's motherly advice and encouragement nurture your soul. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast platform and embark on a transformative journey filled with love, support, and the wisdom only a mother can provide.
Remember, my dear petals, you are stronger than you know. Together, we'll navigate life's garden one bloom at a time. I'm Mama D, and this is Petals of Support. Let's grow, learn, and flourish together.
Petals of Support, the podcast that embraces you like a mother's love. Subscribe now and let Mama D guide you on your beautiful journey.
I'm Amber,
and we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdest
mystery. I get soul like a Santa snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble. Sam.
Wow.
Hi, everyone. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And today we're going to be buzzing about a little... Did you like that? We're gonna be buzzing about a tiny little insect. Is it an insect?
Yes.
Okay. Known as
insect
a
means six
bee.
Legs.
Okay. A bee.
Six legs mean insect.
You know, speaking of bee, before we dive into this, let's just talk about the elephant in the room, which is the Bee Movie. I love that movie. Everybody's so fucking shit.
The elephant in the room, and I'm like, what elephant?
I. Oh.
By people?
I like the Bee Movie.
That is actually the point of the Bee Movie, so.
Exactly. Like, I feel like people are so shitty. They're like, ew, what the fuck? I hate the Bee Movie. I love it. It's so funny.
I got my daughter the Bee Movie for Christmas when she was like a sophomore or a junior or maybe even a senior in high school. It might have been her senior year because it might have been just before the big C. Is that the right way on YouTube? I don't know. But I got them each like a childhood movie because I just thought it would be cute, you know? And also my friend was selling them. Win-win. But I got her, the oldest, the Bee Movie. And she and a group of her friends and my middle daughter, possibly the youngest, all came over and sat where we're sitting, different couch, same spot. And watched on that movie and that DVD player, or on that TV and that DVD player, the Bee Movie as if it was this big.
It's the best movie. I love it.
And I just thought it was amazing because it's like a bunch of like 15, 16, 17, 18 year olds. And like, Bee Movie! And I was not expecting
it's great. That. I love it so much. I mean, I think it's hilarious. Like, I feel like.
Because you were a kid watching the Bee Movie.
Yes, yes.
The Bee Movie. So I think it's slightly different experience. For me, though, the Bee Movie was definitely one of the movies that I did not fucking hate when they wanted to.
I think it's so funny.
My favorite was Anastasia.
Her husband, or I'm sorry, her boyfriend is the only sane one, and he's like the villain. He's like, bruh, he's a fucking bee. Or he's
yeah,
like, look.
He's amazing.
I know.
Without him, there would be no us.
Literally.
Bees are necessary for life. 3/4 of what you eat is because of bees.
Absolutely. On a more serious topic.
No, that's the point.
That's literally the point of the movie. And also,
that is the point of the movie. I think people are so shitty to it because they miss the point of the movie, which is you need bees. You have to take care of them. You need them.
I love the part in the movie when his friend gets really upset and stings that motherfucker. And then
he dies.
No, they have him on a fucking, like, honey drip, and they replaced his little bee, they replaced his stinger with one of the, like, swords that you put in the cocktail.
Yeah. I do remember the cocktail
swords. That was so funny, dude. And what Rob Lowe was in it, I think it was Rob Lowe, he was, like, has his own honey or some shit, and they're like, did you make this honey?
Renee Zellweger, because like part of the reason I think people hate on the B movie
is because
Renee Zellweger, but people have always hated on her, and I don't understand.
People are so like, I loved Renee Zellweger. They're like, she wants to do a B. I don't think
I don't think it was sexual.
No, it was
emotionally romantic.
It was emotionally romantic. Yeah,
and I'm gonna get myself in trouble. I do not. I'm not attracted to animals. Like, do not misunderstand what I say. It's okay. It's a movie.
It's a movie. Like, and bees don't talk. Like, okay, first of all, fuck you guys. Bee movie's good. Like, I'm like,
sure that our viewers love bee movies.
I'm sure.
But also, it's like, I don't know, like, bee movie is, like, not as good as Fern Gully.
I do like Fern Gully, but I gotta say, like, in the Bee Movie, there's this scene where they stop pollinating. And so, because they're no longer pollinating. Okay, I was like, oh, okay. And since they're not pollinating, everything dries up.
Yeah.
And there's no flowers. There's no flowers. The foods. Go ahead.
No, I'm just, okay, so, the coolest one, there's so many. Bees evolved alongside flowers, and flowers evolved alongside bees. They are
together,
like symbiotic relationship, just like the mushrooms and the plants.
Yes,
the modern flowers. So, like, not like so, like magnolias. If you remember from our Trace Trees episode in the Appalachians, like magnolias and those thick
predates.
They predate bees. But uh-huh. The flowers, the modern flowers, the ones that.
Lilacs and
they evolved
daisies
in the, like together with bees. They evolved to be symbiotic every step of the mm-hmm. way, and that's fucking beautiful.
It is. Amber and I saw the cutest little bumblebees while we were on our walk the other. Was it last week?
And I don't even know if they were all bumblebees.
I don't know. They were 20, some
20,000 kinds of bees, guys.
Right. There were some fat ass bees, and they'd fall onto the, or they'd get onto the flower, and the flower would just buckle under its weight.
Right,
it was so chunky. Yeah. I love me some chunky bees.
I love me some bees in
and they'd be bumping into each other.
The orchid bee is the most beautiful bee. They're
is
like
it?
Iridescent.
I'm going to look it up if you don't mind. Orchid?
The orchid bee.
Okay.
They're beautiful. I want to say they're in South America, but I'm not positive.
And bees are everywhere, aren't
they?
They
are everywhere. Worldwide, there are 20,000 kinds of wild bees. So honeybees are, unfortunately...
Oh, those are so pretty.
Humans were like, oh my god, we like honey. So we're going to, like, dominate bees.
It's
and
sad.
We have caused a lot of problems in bees.
I don't know.
We have caused a lot of problems in the plants that bees feed mm-hmm. on.
I don't know if you remember, this was a couple years ago, I think it was like 2021 or 2022 after COVID, or maybe it was during COVID, someone went in and just knocked over almost 100 beehives.
I remember that shit. I was so mad.
Who
Oh my
who
god,
would
I've been
do
on
this?
The Save the Bees campaign for a minimum
I know.
Of 10 years.
And I'm like, over. Who would do that? Who would just go and say, fuck you, bees? Who does this?
I don't know. Like, it's insane.
It's got to be it's got to be someone not mentally stable. It doesn't make any sense to me. Bees don't even sting people for the most part unless you fucking like.
I can't imagine that had to do with the.
They're like one bee stung me. Fuck them all.
Yeah, I can't imagine that had to do with the bees themselves. Uh-huh. I think that would have to do more with like. who was the owner of the hives, right? Or some
they killed hundreds of thousands of bees.
Yeah, it's insane.
It was awful. But I just want to clear up a rumor that goes around. If a bee stings you, they die. I think I read that that's only like one or two types of bees.
Yeah, not all bees. Yeah.
Not all bees. Not all bees, yeah. Yeah. And bees
Most
are
bees
nice.
Use their stingers as defense, you know? Mm-hmm. But like, especially bees that live in hives, right? Mm-hmm. Because bees that don't live in hives aren't going to lose their stinger when they sting you.
Right.
Bees that live communally in hives, and not all of them do, which I wrongly assumed that most bees lived communally, but they don't. Most don't. Like, a lot of the wild bees are single, like, living as individuals. But the, like, the ones where their stinger comes out, it's mm-hmm. their body releases, like, this pheromone that tells mm-hmm. everybody else around there's an intruder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the mass swarm of bee coming to sting somebody comes from.
Have you been stung by a bee?
Yes.
Dude, it fucking sucks. I have never been stung. I have stepped on a dead bee.
I love me some barefoot walking.
Yes.
And I stepped on a bee.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Here, right in the middle.
Mine was right on the, like, yeah, right there. Oh my God.
I thought I stepped on hot glass.
Yeah, a bee sting does not feel like a needle. It's worse.
Like, depending on where it is, right?
Right.
Because, like, well, no. Because, okay, so that's the only time I've been stung by a bee that I'm aware of.
Uh huh. I feel like a lot of people have probably stepped on it. I think I sent you that video of that kid that's like, ah!
Yeah.
Like, and he's like,
yeah. I felt for that kid.
Me
I didn't
too.
Go barefoot for like 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
After I stepped on the bee. I'm back to barefoot, y'all. But I used to like shoes religiously just because of that bee. Because, like, tobacco works on a bee sting, in case anybody
Oh,
wonders.
That's interesting. Yeah. Do you
tobacco
have to chew
and
it?
Baking soda. Yeah, you want to get it wet, right? Because, uh-huh. like, it'll release properties that, like, basically they stop the toxins mm-hmm. In the bee's poison
uh-huh.
from continuing to make the wound hurt.
I knew that about baking soda, but I had no idea about tobacco. That's
yeah.
very interesting.
Yeah, we broke up. We were smokers back then still, so we just broke up on a cigarette.
I knew, you know, it's really sad that there are some people that are super allergic to bees. Now, are they allergic to the bees themselves or that poison
thing? I think
they're
allergic to the poison.
That you mentioned.
And quite often, it's like if you get stung by enough bees, whether you're allergic or not,
you'll die. Yeah, Bridgerton season 2, dad dies, and it fucking sucks because he was picking a flower and he got stung by a bee, and it's like, we didn't have EpiPens back then. We didn't have the life saving medication. Is it medication or is it? I don't think it's a. It's a.
I don't. Epinephrine.
Oh, okay. I didn't think like it was like a... It wasn't like penicillin. It wasn't something like
right,
that.
Right. Like, it... Just like the anaphylaxis shoots uh-huh. through our body, like, some chemical,
mm-hmm.
whatever, that's shutting us down.
Mm-hmm.
The epinephrine in the EpiPen,
uh-huh.
it, like, counteracts that. It's like adrenaline. And
my,
like,
Ariana, my cousin, her grandpa, my great uncle, is highly allergic to bees. And there was this one time we were riding on the four-wheeler and he fucking goes, bees! Like, so fucking like right, like, right, like dead ass bees. But I don't think that's is that a super common allergy? I think peanuts is definitely more common than bees, is it?
When I was growing up, I remember people being more allergic to peanuts and strawberries than bees.
Uh-huh.
I, as an adult, have known, I don't know, maybe two people that say they're allergic to bee stings.
Uh-huh.
But not that it'll kill them.
Uh-huh.
Just that they're like, they're
they'll
allergic
swell
and
up.
They'll swell up way worse than a normal person.
So what the fuck happened yeah. to that kid? Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, go ahead. The kid on that movie, My Girl, did he get stung
too many times?
Okay.
He got swarmed with bees.
Like, okay, yeah.
One stings you and they die because the stinger comes out. Their body's releasing this pheromone that makes everybody else come out and sting
right.
fast. And that's what happened.
So it's not like, Even if you're not allergic, if you get stung in mass, it's, what does it do? Does it just cause us to go into shock, basically?
I think it makes us go into anaphylaxis, even if we're not
allergic. Damn.
Because anaphylactic shock is what you go into when you get stung by a bee if you're allergic to them. So, and it's the same thing that you go into if too many bees or too many ants. Like, you know how people die from, like, swarming
ants? Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it's your body's natural reaction to what all those stings from the stinging venomous insects.
I mean, odds are if you're allergic to bees, you may know it. You'll probably know it. I mean, I would.
Well, how do you find out you're allergic to bees?
Damn, like, I don't.
Getting stung by a bee.
But right? Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
So, like, yeah, I don't know. That's my thought.
When I got stung by a bee, my grandfather gave me Benadryl just in case to see what would, and then we watched and waited to see what would happen. I don't know if that's recommended.
I know. I got stung by a yellow jacket at school, and, like, that shit hurt.
Oh, worse than a bee?
So I was 11, and I was standing in line, and it, like, flew past me and hit me in the finger and stung me on the way back. And it hurt so bad it brought tears to my eyes, but I was, like, awkward and in line, and I was afraid to be, like, you know, like, telling the recess nurse lady, right? So I waited until we went in class, and, like, I went to the nurse, and she was like, yeah, you got stung by a yellow jacket. Like, what do you want me to do about it? And I was like, alrighty then. And then I never got stung again until I got stung on my foot, but I feel like the yellow jacket did hurt a lot worse than the bee. Also, the yellow jacket was a lot smaller than the bee.
Also, fuck a yellow jacket.
Yellow jackets are like, those are the ones, they're like aggressive as fuck.
Fuck you, wasps. Like, bees are nice.
Okay, so wasps, I just learned today, and I'm going to share the wealth of knowledge because it is a way to deal with pests that is not poisonous to them.
Right.
Wasps are deterred by the scent of chamomile.
Really?
So if you plant chamomile, you should keep wasps out of your yard.
You know, I read that they were also extremely territorial. So if you put up a fake wasp's nest, then they'll be like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, yeah. Although I have seen that, like, you know how they have those videos online and whatever. So I saw a video of somebody breaking open the fake wasp's nest where a wasp had gone in and was like, thanks for making me.
Oh, my God.
Sure to move in.
Lazy ass motherfucker. Yeah.
Well, they had built the whole, like, catacombs inside because it was just like a fake wasp's nest with, like, a brown paper bag or whatever. And they just used it as the outside.
Oh, my God. Wow, that is fucked up. But wasps are not what we're talking about.
They are not the same as bees.
Bees are nicer than
wasps. Actually, I feel like when I read, it did say that bees and wasps are part of the same family. But we are not talking about bees. But you know what I read? Not only do wasps predate on bees.
Really?
Dragonflies predate on bees.
Really? Spiders
predate on bees, but I should have known that.
I love dragonflies. They are so beautiful.
They are aggressive. So
I am not surprised. They bite the fuck out of you at the river.
Yeah, I watched this one kids show where the dragonflies were kind of the bad guys. And I didn't understand it till I was reading this. But dragonflies are essentially, like, they're carnivorous insects. They eat other insects. I was watching some documentaries on bees when I was doing my research, and, like, man, like, these one bees, they're male, and they don't have a stinger, and so after they mate, they really have no purpose in life, and they're all, like, tired because they were satisfying the queen for their whole lives and just eating pollen and satisfying the queen, and now they've been released from the hive. Actually, they were kicked out of the hive. It made me think of that sect of, like, Mormons or whatever that kicks the young
people. We could be so lucky.
Because they're, like, overused, essentially, and then kicked out of the hive, and they have no stingers to protect themselves. Man, like, these beetles and, like, all sorts things are just, like, grabbing them and eating them. And, like, insects, they are not like mammals and things like that. Like, they don't kill first. They just start chomping off limbs.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
I never watched those kinds of documentaries. Well, I used to. I have not in a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, this fucking beetle that looks like this big, like, it, like, got a hold of a wasp. Not a wasp. A bee. The male bee that had been, like, used and kicked out of the hive. And, it was just, like, holding him down, chewing off one of his legs.
I hate bugs. I mean, I watched a documentary. Like, I watched a documentary on Disney, because Disney owns National Geographic, or they're partnered with National Geographic. They have all these. My kids and I love them. And they were talking about inner city bugs, which included flies and roaches. Roaches, if you cut off their head, they good. Their brain's in their ass, not their head. Like, they're still going to fucking be alive. Like, that's not going to kill them. I don't fucking know. I didn't finish it because there was a part where the fly landed on shit and then it went on this person's burger. So, like, bugs are like inner city. But there was this sweet little ant and he just wanted a hot dog. He just wanted a hot dog that fell on the floor. That's all he wanted. And it was the most treacherous fucking, like, adventure for him. It was like, maybe from here to your kitchen. It was like, he just wanted that goddamn chili dog, man. And he's like trying to get there and he's like, oh shit, I'm gonna get stepped on. Oh my god, there's another fucking ant trying to get it. Like, it's just, can you imagine being such a tiny, or even like a bee? A tiny bee. The smallest distance. It's so huge. Yes, exactly. And bees travel pretty far to find flowers. I'm pretty sure I read. Like, they'll go, like, a mile or so, if not more. I can't remember the exact, like...
Okay, because I was, like, what I read was, like, they don't travel that far, but, like, not... They will travel,
or
like,
a maybe mile it or two, seemed...
But, like, to me, that's not that far, but I guess if you're a bee...
If you're a bee, but... it's, like... Holy goddamn shit.
Our cultivation of the land has removed so many of the food sources for the wild bees. Uh-huh. And, like, the wild bees, there's so many more wild bees than honeybees. Like,
not only that, not only that, but what about our yards, bro? What about our fucking yards? We're mowing all of our pollinators' food in the early spring. Oh, it's nice outside today, honey. It's like 65 degrees. I'm gonna mow the lawn. Well, don't do that.
You say that, and then I go, most of these pollinators are wild bees, and in the early spring, they're just about to come out of where they've been where they've been planted by their mother, because, like, these bees... Like, so bees magically are associated with, like, ingenuity. Mm-hmm. And it's because bees are so fucking amazing. Like, I found some bees holed up in a piece of bamboo that was in my garden. So I put it back because I didn't want to fuck with them. But, like, they will find a space and they will put their, they will line it with pollen and grass sometimes. And sometimes pieces of leaves or flowers. And they'll lay their larva in there, and then they'll pack more pollen in and around it, and then they'll seal it off so that it can, you know, grow into a new bee. Uh-huh. And, like, A, I had no clue. Like, I knew that honeybees built honeycombs. I knew nothing about, like, wild bees, like mason bees and leafcutter bees, mm-hmm. and, like, all of these amazing, ingenuitive bees. I watched a bee... get her egg down into the bottom of a snail shell.
Really?
And, yeah. Not only did she flip it up to fill it and all that jazz, mm-hmm. then she flips it, like, around mm-hmm. so that it's, like, less likely to be seen by predators. And then for, like, the next 2 days, she carries sticks and twigs that are, like, this long and shit. I mean, she's, like, little. And she builds a mass over this snail shell. Now, I know I've been out in like public wild places, like parks. Mm-hmm. I know you have too, where you look at something and you're like, oh wow, it looks like somebody built it. These motherfuckers be building shit.
They're like, it was a fairy. And it's like this big ass fat bumblebee or bee. She was a fairy.
But I mean, I really, they are magical.
They are. Fairies, like, come to us in different ways, whether it's a mushroom or a bee.
Yep, and bees are associated with traveling over across the world, just like mushrooms are.
I'm just saying, stop fucking spraying.
Oh my god, stop spraying.
Stop spraying. Stop spraying. Stop spraying. You are poisoning our pollinators. Yes. You're poisoning the, like, just bugs in general. Babe, little mice. I mean, of course, people are listening and they're like, that's the point. Fuck them.
You say stop spraying. I have like 2 shoots of bamboo and like at least 1 shoot of cane growing.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So they didn't kill it all off. Most of it's gone. But it's like normally it'd be green out there.
If you want to deter,
sorry guys.
No, it's okay.
My city sprayed my plants.
Yeah, it was so fucked up.
Grow so much and killed most of them, and I'm real fucking mad about it because birds loved to go in there and catch bugs, and I would throw my garden stuff that didn't do well over into there so the birds could eat it and not fuck with my garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry to cut you off.
I figured at the rant part of the episode.
I'm still mad about my plants.
I'm a pissed off woman. But no, see,
just not going to take it anymore.
No, really, though. So you guys are spraying, or I'm sorry, I shouldn't say you guys. There's so many people out there spraying. And they don't even realize not only are you killing off everything our pollinators need, you're killing yourselves with the fucking poison, bro. There's literally a lawsuit going on right now. Roundup is causing cancer. And let me just say this. You know who owns Roundup?
No, sorry.
Let me just get comfortable real quick. I think it's really funny that the people that own Roundup have invested in high blood pressure medication. Not just any high blood pressure medication, but the high blood pressure medication that is the most prescribed in the United States. You know what Roundup kills? Dandelions.
Dandelions help with that.
Dandelions absolutely help with high blood pressure, regulating your all sorts of fucking
dandelion
shit.
Dandelion root is a diuretic, which helps with blood pressure.
Exactly. And it's just really funny that the person who owns Roundup wants to kill them, wants to invest in high blood pressure medication.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a coincidence?
I don't think so
at all.
And isn't it Monsanto that owns Roundup?
I'm not sure who it is. I just know it's the same person.
I thought Monsanto owned Roundup.
I would not be surprised. Like,
Monsanto's a motherfucking dumb.
No, they are. They really are.
They are fucking killing the bees. Because you know what? When you treat fucking seeds so that they are genetically altered and you're growing plants that are infertile, do you think that doesn't affect the bees? Like, maybe they're getting pollen off your plants, but do you think that pollen is not negatively affecting those bees possibly? Because you have fucked with a millions of years system of symbiosis between these plants and these bees, because they evolved together. Literally, they evolved together so the bees could spread as much pollen of these plants as possible.
Mm-hmm.
While getting the reward of being fed.
But they want to stop that so that they can profit off of fucking the growth. I don't know.
Even farmed things need
bees. Yeah, I totally did not know where I was going with that.
No, you're good. I get what you're saying, because you're saying like they want us to be dependent upon these natural, but like what they're failing, because you're not wrong. It's just they're failing to realize that without the bees, we won't have food.
Oh, they totally realize. I don't know if you saw, they're trying to make tiny little robots that do the same thing as bees. How about we treat bees, you know, the way they're supposed to be treated and not spend thousands and millions of dollars on something that bees do for free?
Why do we do this? Why do we as people do this? I just saw an article that was so stupid. It was so stupid. It was something like that, but it wasn't that. Mm-hmm. It was like, instead of fixing the problem, we've created this. Okay. So actually not that. I thought it was a funny joke, but not funny, because why are we doing this? They combined mouse DNA with deer DNA.
Well, that's how you get a kangaroo.
You know, you get a mouse with antlers, just like
weird.
Somebody who was really obsessed with Scrooged. went too far.
That is weird. I make that joke
because if you are a Scrooged fan like me, you get the mouse with antlers, but...
That is weird.
Why would you do that?
Why? Like, there's no point.
We created a star. We created a mouse with antlers. We're creating robots to be bees when we could just... Like, I get that it's a painful conversation, but we could just change our ways of living a little bit. Like, just a little bit at a time. Like, one little bit at a time.
And there are...
It'll make it better for them.
And there are ways that you can change in your life that will help the bees. For example, if you wait to mow your lawn until it's consistently over 50 degrees, I think the... Are we in April now? Okay, I believe it's common during the end of April, mid-April, end of April, as opposed to there are a bunch of people that'll start mowing their lawns like the end of fucking February or the start of March.
Just like, you know, my daughter was really wanting, she was really excited about gardening this year, like having a garden, and she was pushing to get things cleaned up, and I was like, not yet.
Right.
Well, she got a fire under us enough that, like, we started doing stuff, and the second I would see that, like, there was anything that I was disrupting, I was like, nope, I'm done. We're not doing anymore.
Not yet.
You know, gotta let them have time because we don't realize, but our pollinators are literally hibernating or
just waking up. Yeah.
Becoming a thing. Like
the butterflies
that is eating pollen that's been lovingly packed in there by their bee mother.
Mm-hmm.
And they will emerge a bee if we give them time. And we need to. And we need to plant native plants.
Yes, like native flowers.
Yes.
They love flowers.
Milkweed, which is a flower, but it's also a weed, and people look at it as like...
Oh, there's so much milkweed all around my neighborhood.
There's so much milkweed over here. And, like,
and it's good for you medicinally as well. Like, it's good for you. It really is. The milk is... is it a pain? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is. The milk. Yes, the pain.
The milk itself.
Right.
But anyway, but like...
Monarchs specifically love milkweed.
Mm-hmm.
But also, any pollinator needs flowers. But also, we need to have a variety of the native wildflowers available for pollinators. Because some of them are highly specialized. Like, there are some leafcutter bees that... only use the red poppies.
Well, and I think people would be surprised to find if you don't mow your lawn just yet, they'll grow on their own. A lot of wildflowers will just grow.
Oh, like, I mean, like, mine is, like, a bunch of these little purple ones. Like, I mean, they're tiny. You have to get down and see it, but they're beautiful.
I think we'll probably be mowing our lawn next month. And I say that because the spring wildflowers are starting to die away. And every year I want to wait until they naturally go on their own. Like, specifically the hyacinth. It was so beautiful and it did its job, which was to feed the pollinators when they woke up. Mm-hmm. And now that it's done its job, it's starting to slowly fade away, and we'll be welcoming the summertime flowers as opposed to the spring flowers. So just wait. And,
like, because there are some flowers that do not bloom until fall. There is one bee specifically that has its life cycle paired to that plant. So that plant has a pollinator in the fall, even though by the fall,
that's awesome.
Most pollinators are gone.
Right.
So, like, it's really important to leave nature as nature. Like,
I wish I didn't have to mow my lawn. I know you feel the same way. Like, it's the fact that they put laws in place that you have to mow your lawn or you're going to get fined. I'm sorry, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Why? Because it doesn't look very pretty. It doesn't look pretty. Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, no, fuck you.
Like, you know what doesn't look pretty? Bees genocide.
And that is also why planting native wildflowers is really important.
It is, because
my husband will point out, and he's not wrong, because the plague was a real thing.
Yeah, yeah.
There is more than just aesthetics to mowing your lawn, because in high grasses, not only are snakes attracted, but snakes are attracted because rodents are attracted. So if you don't want rodents in your house, in your food, that is one reason my husband will point out that we have to mow our lawn. And he's not entirely wrong.
He's not.
I want him to be. But also...
people don't mow their lawn in the country. You know what I mean? It's like a specifically like a town thing. I'm assuming it's because there's so many people.
Exactly, because there's so many people that live really close. And if you think about rodents,
they're going to be attracted to this so many people. Like,
right, exactly, because they can burrow from house to house. So to them, it's one large food source. Even if in our head, each house is a separate food source.
Right.
To a rodent that can move about easily between walls and underground, or
Yeah.
They can easily access, and that is one reason why the cities do have. Kills me to say this, right? Like, you know, it kills me.
Well, that's because we're not all supposed to be living together back to back in cookie cutter neighborhoods.
We should be living in like communal big.
Exactly. Well, not only that, even if it's just smaller villages that you know, but I know plenty of people in the country that don't mow their lawn. And yeah, I mean, everybody gets a country mouse, or it's not even uncommon for a country fucking snake to end up under the sink. But when there, it's not pretty. But when there are so many people together is when it's a real big problem.
Yeah. And so I hope you listeners know. I literally hate having to voice that, like,
because it's the way we live, unfortunately.
But yeah, it is part of, because of the way we live, because for the betterment of all the pollinators, like, if we didn't have to cut the plants down, like,
which is why, just wait a little bit, you know, because you are going to have to eventually cut it. I'm going to have to eventually cut mine. Just wait a little bit until the spring flowers go, until it's over 50 degrees. You're, like, consistently, you're doing what you can, and it really is helping. And like Amber said, you have to mow your lawn. That doesn't mean you can't plant flowers. That doesn't mean, you know, because you mentioned planting flowers, that doesn't mean you can't have a garden. You know,
and you can use native wildflowers.
Just throw the seeds out. Just throw; they'll do it on their own.
Yep. Some birds might eat some of the seeds, but
natural. They'll shit them out, and then you'll they'll just carry them off somewhere else.
You'll wind up with stuff in places you weren't expecting, and that's nature. You know
exactly. And I saw little bees buzzing around my rosemary the other day. So I have potted plants. I don't plant in the ground. Amber plants in the ground. It's a little, with my potted plants, I can plant a little earlier, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I had a point to this. I'm sorry, guys. There's a point to this. I don't remember what it was like. I was going to mention bees. I'm bringing them outside, so they're pollinating with those as well as, like, so if you want to have potted flowers, like wildflowers, you could do potted wildflowers as well, assuming you can't. Or don't want to put them in your yard. I think that was the point. You can put them in pots too. Just leave them outside as long as it's consistently over 32 degrees and there's no more frost.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, like, bees, not only are they associated with ingenuity because they're so ingenuitive, they are associated with community because our first thought is honeybees that live in hives together because we keep them that way. And
creativity.
You know, they are associated with creativity because do you know the hexagonal shape that they use for their honeycomb is the most efficient use of space?
I read that. That was very interesting.
Yeah, there's a documentary on Netflix that's all about numbers and stuff. And it's actually not about bees at all, but they talk about bees and their use of that shape and how you can find that shape in nature in places where and it's like, it's super structurally sound. Like, so they're like amazing builders, and they are because mason bees are amazing.
Oh yeah, and so I mean, productivity, creativity, community, everything we should be.
Sisterhood. So one thing that I was reading, I was telling Maddie because it just interests the shit out of me. There's, if not all bees, there was a kind of bees where a fertilized egg would be a female and a non-fertilized egg would be a male. And because it was a non-fertilized egg, it would have 100% of, its own DNA or some bullshit. It's, not taking from two different sources, right? Because it's an unfertilized egg. So the daughters that are born into this, kind of bee, they are 75% genetically the same. So they are closer genetically to each other than they are to their own offspring, and they are ride or die bitches. They will literally die for each other. I just think that's so interesting.
It is.
how it's genetically possible, but also that, like, they somehow know that they are that, like, related. And so in their behavior, it's this relationship of taking care of each other no matter what. And mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful. So, like, if you're somebody that's needing community or you're somebody that's looking for sisterhood, I really think bees are a great place to start, because bees, they're the children of the sun. So they're associated with solar gods because...
They're yellow. Bee well, yellow. No, I'm just...
A lot of them aren't yellow.
Right? No, they're not. They're yes. So the one was there's green. One
red, yeah. The orchid one was green. There's one that's like, it's called red something, and it's actually red.
Wow.
It's beautiful. There's some that are all black. There's some that, like, have these big, fat, white legs on them. But, shit, what was I going to say? They're children of the sun. They're associated with solar deities because... Wild bees, they're insects, right? So, like, hive bees, they live all together, and their heat allows them to continue moving. But wild bees, they are cold-blooded. Mm-hmm. So when the sun goes down, they start losing the ability to move.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was watching, like, all these, like, female bees were going to wherever they stay, where they make their nests at.
Mm-hmm.
And then the male bees that aren't a part of a hive, but they're these wild bees and they're all the same kind of bees, like, they all, like, would hang on to these plants, like, so they had somewhere to chill at night. Just like, think bats in a cave, right? Like, hanging upside down, right? Except these bees, they'd, like, hook on with their mouth and just, like, all night, just hang there. And some of them, like, they group together for warmth, but still, like, they're not warm enough to move, so they're just stuck there until the sun comes up and dries the dew and warms them and opens the flowers, and then they can fly. And, like, it's something that, because I think most humans immediately think about honeybees when we think about bees,
mm-hmm.
it's something I don't think many people conceptually think about, is that, like, a lot of insects, and wild bees included, until the sun comes out, they're not doing shit.
Unless they're nocturnal. Fuck them crickets. They can be super loud.
Right? I do wonder how that works.
Oh my god.
But do crickets, do you ever hear them at night in the springtime when it gets cold?
I think it's more in the summertime. It's the same with the cicadas. Good luck, everyone, with the cicada apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Dude, there's recipes going around Facebook about cicada. I'm not eating a motherfucking cicada, guys. I'm sorry. I can't. People are frying them.
That's what I was thinking.
My grandpa, who is from Appalachia, he was talking about making a dessert with them. He's like, yeah, we could go out there and catch them, like, make chocolate covered cicada. Fuck that. But I also am not going to eat a scorpion. So, like, it's a thing for me.
You know what? I totally would. I would. I also grew up reading the book, How to Eat Fried Worms.
I read that book. I watched the movie, the newer one, when it came out. I read the book in school. That shit made me sick. Like, it actually made me sick. We would read it, and I'd be like,
like, I was like, I could eat beetle brownies. I could do it. And, like,
I have tried a worm. Like, they used to sell them at, like, Romancing the Stone. It tasted like burnt popcorn. So I'm kind of imagining, like, a fried cicada having that popcorn-y type taste, maybe.
Because, like, I've eaten shrimp. Like, Corey and I started doing this thing when we go camping because I can't eat meat anymore.
Uh-huh.
We'll take frozen shrimp with us. Uh-huh. And then, like, they thaw by the time we're going to have dinner. And then we just cook them over the fire in their shells and all in the shells.
Right, yeah. Cold.
And it's really good. So, like,
oh, you eat it with the shell?
Huh. Uh-huh. Well, because you're out camping. You don't want to, like, attract wild.
Right, exactly.
With the waste. Yeah. So, like, we've been eating the shell. It's really good for you.
Actually. I just get the shell-less, the pre-shelled. The deshelled.
Well, it makes it easier to cook, especially over a campfire.
Well, it apparently has a different texture too. Like, it affects, like, the texture of cooking.
Well, and actually, they shrink less when you have the shells. Yeah. When you're cooking them. But also, the shells are really good for your joints.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, they have stuff that's really good for your joints. And, like, since I've been able to eat those,
uh huh,
I feel like I could totally eat other insects, you know, because like if I can eat a water insect.
Shell,
yeah, a water insect shell. I can eat another insect shell.
If you do it, let me know. I will. Let me know. I'm not going to judge you. But how do you kill them?
Cicadas only live for like 24 hours. And
didn't you
collect them and like
wait it out?
Well, I would collect the dead ones. I don't want to listen to that thing scream inside.
See, that's the thing though. Like, can you eat the dead ones? Are you supposed to eat dead things?
Look into it.
Yeah, please do. Let me know. Because, like, I don't want to kill it. I know I've seen some videos, and I hate it so much, where certain people are cooking things like tarantulas, and they drown them. And I think that's awful. That's horrible. That's how they kill them, to eat them. And I'm sorry. That's just, I can't. I can't even watch them make seafood. I can't do it. Like,
I'm not even sure how I feel about the snails after that Ben Affleck movie.
Right, exactly. I have to starve them for like 3 to 13 days. I can't remember if it was 3 or 13 days. So, like, if you can eat the dead ones, that's cool. But, like, I don't know if you're supposed to. Like, you can't eat a dead chicken. Unless it's died within, like, the hour that you find it. I don't know if it's the same concept, because it's a
it's not
insect. Yeah, it's an insect. It's not a mammal.
I don't know. I'm going to read into it, though. I'm curious, because, yeah, I'm not going to, like, catch it and kill it. But, mm-hmm. like, I might collect the dead ones.
Yeah, you got them. Like you said, I don't want to hear it scream. Yeah, like, and they do.
They do scream. One got trapped in, like, it wasn't in my house, but it wasn't out of my house. It was, like, trapped in between my two sliding glass door pieces. And, like, it just laid there and screamed. And, like, it's bit.
I remember it. I think I saw it. Yeah. Because it was trying to escape. And the wing. Oh, my God. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Horrible. Anyway. Speaking of dead things. So, if you ever happen to find 3 dead bees.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're crafty and you want to fashion 3 dead bees. There is a spell of carrying around, it's called 3 bees in a bag. And as you put each bee in the bag, you thank it for protecting your home and for, you know, sharing its power with you. I think I'm making that part up, but I think it's important. Anyway, and then you hang it in a window where the sun, because bees are children of the sun, where the sun can regularly recharge their power, and they're supposed to provide protection and prosperity to your home.
Huh, that's interesting.
And you know, speaking of things that bees can provide, if you're looking to use them magically, I would say fertility. But when I say use them magically, don't kill a bee. A, I started that with, like, if you happen to find 3 dead bees. But don't kill a bee. They're too important. Don't kill them. Don't fucking kill them. Don't kill them. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I think that's a good way to end this episode, is by saying don't kill bees, whether it's spraying them, slapping them with a fucking fly swatter.
Like,
just don't
really,
do it.
Yeah, like, they might be attracted to your scent. I get it. They might be attracted to your hair if you're blonde. I get it. They can see, like, a billion times more colors than us.
Uh-huh.
So, like, if you just don't aggressively move away from it and still move away from it, it should get the idea that you're not a food source.
Right.
But just, like, be chill, dog, and don't kill bees. And, thanks, Death by DVD.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks, Victoria.
And Pam.
We appreciate you being our patrons on patreon.com. If you would like a spiffy little shout out and to support this wonderful show of ours, you can visit patreon.com/witchestalkingtarot.
If you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe.
Yes, and you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at Witches Talking Tarot.
We're on the X at Classiest Witches. Yeah, thanks for sitting.
Ooh, new October Pod promos. Let's hear what we've got.
October Pod AM. Retro horror for bold individualists. Listen bi-weekly wherever you get podcasts. Subscribe to October Pod Home Video for true, true-ish, and classic tales of horror and the paranormal. New videos each month. Only on YouTube. For retro horror of impeccable taste, listen to Octoberpod AM, wherever you get podcasts. You're listening to the smooth sounds of retro horror on Octoberpod AM with your host, Edward October, the best horror narrator in the kingdom.
wherever you get podcasts.
Stay spooky, mes amis. Wow, that was weird. Tape must have gotten possessed. I hate when that happens. OctoberPodVHS.com.